Chapter 6. Whoever eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks judgment upon himself. We have seen clearly the great possibilities contained in the pupilship of a Gnostic spiritual school, when we receive the new light power, the fiery breath of the one life, for this breath is recreative and renewing in the most absolute sense. But we have also seen what great dangers and difficulties are released by the pupil when on the one hand he invokes the new light power and on the other completely rejects it. Our task is to give you a clear picture of this negative, rejecting reaction. As a pupil, you are charged with new light power. This power corresponds to an atomic radiation. In the immeasurable ocean of primordial substance, which is the great storehouse of the omni-revelation, the innumerable atoms which fill space are still without radiation. The breath of life has not yet touched them. But in the myriads of domains of life in nature's manifestation, all atoms radiate their light power continuously, since it is by means of this radiation that all nature manifestation is made possible. Knowing this, you will understand clearly that the light power atoms of the Gnostic fullness of the life field of the living soul state send out a radiation completely different from the radiations of our nature. For if the radiation of our life field were the same as that of the soul world, the manifestations in both would have to be completely equal to each other. This is why the Gnostic light power is of a nature entirely different from ours. We cannot possibly respond to it with the life forces of our nature, nor can we give any expression to it except in a highly caricatural way. Therefore, for the pupil who has invoked this light power and has drunk and eaten of it, there remains nothing but to practice unconditional self, surrender in the most absolute sense. If this self-surrender is not present, and if it is not absolute, it will not be possible to cause the new power to manifest itself. Then it can find no place in us. The universal doctrine of all times, when speaking about the power of God making an abode in us, leaves no doubt that the way of the new power in us is always in complete contrast with our natural disposition, wishes, and desires. God goes on a journey with the pupil, a journey on which by nature we do not want to go. When one observes the reality of this contact with all its mystical veils removed and discovers that it concerns an atomic radiation alien to nature, one cannot say otherwise than that this statement is completely correct. For this reason, it is possible, even probable, that in many respects you do not know what to do with the charge received in a Gnostic focus. When your ordinary nature demands its rights and you react to them, you will thus immediately cause great conflict in your own state of being. We would like to describe to you what happens then. The requirements of the new light power are, as concerns your natural disposition, so alien, so far beyond your normal patterns of behavior, so far outside your character, that you spontaneously enter rejection. The new power, unable to manifest itself in the head sanctuary by means of the throat chakra, now seeks a different route. The throat chakra is blocked by our I, by our will, and by all the other centers of consciousness attuned completely to the nature birth. Neither is the heart chakra an open gate to the new light power, for your desires, the directedness of your heart, will often be aimed at your task in the world. And this takes all your attention. Thus, for the new light power, which in that state is simply an atomic radiation of a different kind, there is no other way open than the sacral chakra. Hence, in the great majority of pupils, as has always been the case in every spiritual school, the light power, rejected by the consciousness, enters the gate of the sacrum. This chakra and the personality organs connected with it are situated, as you know, beneath the consciousness level of man and function automatically. They react to all influences and stimuli entering them, as does the spleen liver system, to which the important solar plexus belongs, and as do all the lower organs of creation. In addition, everything situated beneath our consciousness level can very easily be influenced by our karma and is easily opened to it. In our subconsciousness lie hidden all the causes and powers of our fundamental nature, character type, habits and urges for self-maintenance. In short, the whole anchor of our nature-born state finds its firm basis there. You will now very easily be able to imagine what happens when your eye rejects the new influence, giving it no opportunity to manifest itself, and the Gnostic light power then enters the gate of the sacrum. Your entire I-being, with all its overt and often so covert vices and shortcomings and all the karmic burden, and therefore all of your past, are powerfully stimulated. Then what you, as a normal, civilized, decent person, do not want to happen, will happen. At least a great inner conflict will develop, because naturally, your sense of ethics will resist such a downward course. What you do not want to do, you contemplate, you struggle with. In such a state, many a pupil will fall into the greatest despair. There are many pupils who are chained in this way to patterns of behavior they deeply regret, and of which they are very much ashamed. And the cause? It is not a fall into a self-created pool of sin, not a possession by many devils, but the rejection by the eye of a light power invoked and inhaled by the eye itself, causing a circulation of light power from the throat chakra to the sacral gate, and from there through the organs of the subconsciousness, back to the throat chakra, and so on. What would otherwise help you towards eternal salvation now becomes a prison, a hindrance, and a great sorrow. Then the words, "Whoever eats and drinks unworthily, eats and drinks judgment upon himself," become an absolute certainty. We ask you again, why would you invoke the light power of the Gnosis if you did not intend to follow it, and when it can thus lead to such great suffering? Whoever tastes of the light power must lead the eye to the grave. This is a universal law, therefore, the new attitude of life is the most urgent requirement, an imperative one, in these fiery and electric times. Whoever postpones this now will victimize himself in a most serious way, as most pupils will no doubt know from bitter experience.